presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, are now in the midst of an adventure in the far west. Kent and Jimmy are visiting the ranch of Comanche Joe, a wealthy Indian oil man, so that Kent may collect material for a newspaper story on the strange howling of a mysterious coyote whose cry warns of impending doom. We know, though Superman does not, that Comanche Joe's ranch foreman, Rawson, is behind the mysterious accidents which have been happening on the ranch each time the howl of the coyote was heard. Rawson also is responsible for the severe injury to Jimmy Olsen, who was thrown from a horse and badly hurt. Tumbleweed Jones, Jimmy's friend, tried to get Jimmy to a doctor by traveling 20 miles through a blinding snowstorm. But Tumbleweed failed, and it was Superman who brought both his friends to the doctor's office in town. As our last episode ended, Jimmy had just undergone an operation and was sinking rapidly.
Listen, he's dead, guys. He's got to live. You hear me? He's got to. Can't somebody do something for him? Something?
This is one time, Tumbleweed, when even I can do nothing. Or is it?
What was that?
You mean there is something you can do?
I'm not sure, but wouldn't a blood transfusion help?
Yeah, it's too much of a chance.
He's dying because he's losing strength, isn't he? Well, I can give him that strength. I can give him the power to become strong again. I can give him life.
Don't you see? The blood must match. The blood types must be the same. We'll have to test him.
There's no time for that. The boy is dying, sinking fast. You've got to do a transfusion, Doctor. You've got to.
Very well. Nurse, prepare for a transfusion. No, wait. I'll do it myself. You'd better take our cowboy friend here, Tumbleweed, back to his room. Make him lie down and remain quiet. Now, go ahead, Tumbleweed. There's nothing you can do here.
You let me know the minute anything happens, will you?
We'll let you know, Tumbleweed.
All right. Bring that operating table over here and place it next to the one the boy is lying on. And hurry, we've got to work fast.
Yes. There we are.
You'll have to strip to the waist.
Won't take me a minute.
I'll prepare the transfusion apparatus.
There.
All right. Now then, I'll thrust this needle into your arm and...
What? I can't penetrate your skin. I don't understand.
No, of course you don't. But it's all right, Doctor. Here. I'll do it for you.
What? There.
I'm ready for the transfusion.
Yes. Let us hope and pray that your blood matches the boy's.
Now then,
I'll start the pump and then we'll see.
That's it. Just lie there quietly. Is there any change?
Not yet, no. There's only one chance in three that your blood matches. I hope we're lucky. If it doesn't, we...
Ah. What is it?
Pulse. Becoming stronger. George, I believe...
Yes, Doctor.
Yes, wait, we must be sure. Yes. Yes, it's getting much stronger. It's gaining strength rapidly. Here, I can remove this from you now.
By George, this is miraculous.
Why, I've never seen anyone gain strength this quickly. It's you, sir. You who have done it. Who are you? What is this superhuman strength you have?
Is the boy all right now? Will he live?
Well, he'll live all right. There's no doubt of that now. But you,
listen,
sir, who...
Listen to me, Doctor. There's something you must do for me.
Anything you like after what you've done here tonight.
All I ask is this. Forget you ever saw me. What you've seen here tonight must never be mentioned to another soul. Will you do that?
Why, certainly. I doubt if anyone would believe me anyway. But what about my nurse and Tumbleweed Jones?
You must swear your nurse to secrecy. As for Tumbleweed, you can tell him he was delirious. I've got to go now.
No, that's my phone. I have to pick it up in here. Wait, I want to talk to you.
I can't. Sorry, I've got to leave. I'll leave through the window while you're answering the phone. Bye.
Goodbye. Hello? Who? Comanche Joe? Oh, yes. Yes, they got through all right. As a matter of fact, I just completed an operation on the boy.
And, Doctor, you're sure the boy is going to be all right?
I see. Well, I don't understand how Tumbleweed ever got through those mountains and is blizzard. But I'm relieved to hear it's all right. The boy's friend, Clark Kent, will be relieved, too. All right, Doctor. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, Comanche.
Oh, Kent. funny. Decided to come out of your room, did you? Why did you lock yourself in like that?
I wanted to be by myself, Comanche. Shock of hearing Jimmy had been badly hurt and all the rest of it. Well, I think you understand.
Yes, of course. There are times when everyone must be alone. That's why we didn't bother you when we found your door locked. Kent, I have great news for you. Jimmy's going to be all right. I was just talking to the doctor.
What? You mean Tumbleweed got through after all?
So it seems. Everything is going to be all right, Kent. So you can stop worrying.
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, what a relief.
Yes, everything is cleared up now. Except one thing.
And what's that?
Our friend that... Wait. Listen.
Sounds like tom-toms and Indians yelling.
It is. It would appear my brothers of the Comanche tribe have followed my orders very capably.
Your orders?
After the accident to Jimmy, I knew Dusty would try to escape. I notified my father of this, and many warriors of the tribe set out to track him down. It appears that they succeeded. Come, we'll soon know. They're now right outside.
You have brought him, my brothers. You have done good work. Leave him with me.
They know what he did to Jimmy, and they want to avenge the little laughing squirrel.
Loto, you leave him with me. I will deal justice to him.
Get into the house, Dusty.
My brothers, you will return to the reservation.
I thought they were going to kill me.
They will when I give the order.
What are you talking about, Comanche?
Dusty, late this afternoon you took young Jimmy Olsen for a ride on a horse called Gentle Lamb.
Sure, that's right.
Everyone on this ranch, including yourself, knew that horse was a killer the minute somebody touched him with spurs. Young Jimmy wasn't wearing spurs when he left here. I was careful to see to that. But he was wearing spurs when the horse almost killed him. Where did he get those spurs, Dusty?
I don't know. You don't think I gave them to him, do you?
I know you did.
There wouldn't seem to be any doubt about it. He couldn't have got them from anyone else.
That's right. Now, Dusty, your life depends on how you talk in the next few minutes. I'm going to ask questions, and I want the right answers.
I don't know nothing, Comanche. I swear I'm innocent.
Who put you up to trying to kill Jimmy Olsen?
Comanche, you got it all wrong.
I'm going to get it right. Answer my question, Dusty. Answer me, Blaster, you die here now.
Let me go, let me go. Take that thing off my door.
Talk, then.
Sure. I was put up to it. I was forced to do it. I like doing it to you. Well, I hated it to do it, but if I had...
Never mind all that. Who put you up to it? Who ordered you to kill Jimmy Olsen?
He's a guy, both of you think he's okay. You never suspected of trying to get Comanche Joe here to...
The coyote. Kent, you hear it?
Yes, I hear it. He almost right outside the front door.
Tell me that rifle. If it's that close, I may be able to get a shot.
Fainted. Here, I
guess. Come on, come on.
There it is. What? Running off into the night. Did you get him?
No. It would be helped if I had. And yet, Kent, I'm a dead shot. You don't think that Comanche legend
is... That is true? That that coyote is a phantom?
Yes.
Of course not. There's a blinding snowstorm going on out here. The coyote was frightened to be out of sight when you fired. You missed him. That's all there is to it.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Well, let's bring our friend Dusty back to his senses and find out what he was going to tell us before that coyote started yapping.
Still out cold.
Yeah.
Dusty? All right, come on now. Snap out of it. Come on now, Dusty.
Dead.
He hasn't fainted, Comanche. He's dead.
Dead?
Yes, what we thought was a fainting spell was actually... I can't understand this. That coyote yapping and his dying at almost the exact second. What? That was no coincidence.
You think he was murdered?
I don't think there's any doubt of it. But how? What could have killed him? There seemed to be no wounds. None that I can see.
Oh, Kent, I don't like this. You say there's no truth to that Indian legend about the howling coyote. I tell you there is. I'm convinced of it now. That coyote howling was a warning of Dusty's death. There's something about all this that isn't human.
Now, Comanche.
It's bad medicine, Kent. Bad medicine.
Comanche, you mustn't let this thing get you down. Whoever is behind the howling of that coyote and all these strange accidents is playing on your nerves. on your natural superstitious nature.
Yeah.
What his reason may be, I certainly don't know. Comanche!
What is it?
Thought I'd never get here. Been pulling leather all the way to wells, Comanche. The oil wells.
But what about them?
Number one and two, they're going up in flames.
What?
The dead bird in the fire you ever did see.
The well.
It's spreading fast. If we don't do something and do it pronto, it's going to be just too bad for every oil well you got in your land.
Well, what you standing there for? What you staring at nothing for? Comanche.
So the howl of the coyote means nothing. I wonder.
Well, things are certainly happening thick and fast. What is the mystery of the howling coyote? We know that the man named Rawson is plotting against our friends, but how does Rawson make the animal howl at just the right moment? And how is Dusty killed? What can Superman do to help his friend Comanche Joe? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman!
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a plane! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.